really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about how China has basically issued a warning to Japan to back down. Now, we need to go back and look at the history of the region. First of all, there's these very, very tiny islands, which China has been building up. That area of the ocean was called the South China Sea. It was considered Chinese territory before World War II. After World War II, the Allies gave those islands that had been conquered by Japan back to China. The Cairo Convention. And everybody signed that. Now Japan says they want the islands. Well, I'm sorry, Japan, you lost that war. And China got the islands back. But of course, they're trying to make a big deal about the islands as a way to get into a war with China without actually telling you what the real agenda is, which is death to the yuan. Now, obviously, things are very, very tense up in Korea. A Russian senator, Konstantin Kosachev, head of Russia's Federation Council International Affairs Committee, has said that the U.S. refusal to consider a diplomatic approach to North Korea could be disastrous. Tillerson is over there saying, we're not going to talk. We're, you know, the option for war is on the table. And he's thumping his chest and he's hoping that Kim Jong-un is going to back down. And it may be just a little bit of a bluff going on, because the monkey wrench in the works is the new president of South Korea. Remember, the former president of South Korea, pro-war, pro-U.S., yes, let's go on and do all this stuff. The new president is actually a supporter of the Sunshine Policy. And that was the name that a few years back they had given to this movement to reunify both Koreas. So there wouldn't be a North and South Korea. There would simply be Korea, the way Germany reunified. And they were making great progress toward that until the U.S. stuck its nose in and mucked everything up again. So Tillerson apparently did have a meeting with the new president of South Korea, from which we are hearing absolutely nothing. And apparently his first communications with the Chinese representatives, we're not even hearing much about that. So it looks to me like Tillerson is not getting support for a war on North Korea from either China or South Korea. Now, China has got very good reason to want to head off a war in North Korea, because they know that ultimately they're the real target. And it's hoping that by starting a war in North Korea right on China's border, that they'll be able to just flip on over the way the war in Vietnam sort of flipped all across the border over to Laos. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put Korea on hold here, because the lovely lady Claire has got a bunch of stuff that she wants to talk about it. But I will make one more comment here. Two more that I know Claire is not going to be talking about. The SWIFT system, the International Electronic Banking System, has cut all of the remaining links to North Korea. So North Korea is now broken off from global banking. What a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. Not really. North Korea just broke free of the private central bankers. That's actually going to be a good thing. And a little bit of an embarrassment, or somebody's covert plot got uncovered, but apparently a couple of U.S. troops stationed in South Korea have been arrested carrying $12 million worth of crystal meth. And apparently it was 9 pounds, and they smuggled it from California to South Korea using the Army's Postal Service. Now, were they just going to get insanely rich? Or was the CIA once again engaged in drug running for a fast profit that doesn't have to be reported to Congress, or to destabilize a country? Because it has occurred many, many times in history where a government will intentionally flood another country or even areas of their own country with drugs to suppress a given population. When the CIA was bringing all this heroin back into the United States from Vietnam, they were specifically targeting on the black neighborhoods. Same thing with the cocaine that was being brought up during Iran-Contra. Gary Webb covered a lot of this in his book, Dark Alliance, that the illegal drugs were being targeted on the black neighborhoods to keep those people subordinate, keep them under control. All right, so I'm going to put Korea on hold until hour number three, because Claire is nagging me over the cell phone. All right, getting on back to Israel, they have once again sent warplanes to bomb the heck out of the Gaza Strip. And if you've ever looked at a map, there isn't much there. It's a very, very small place, and everybody hears the bombs. And as usual, Israel's excuse is somebody fired a rocket from the Gaza Strip into an empty piece of dirt that caused no damage and no injuries. It's a repeating pattern. Every time Israel wants to prove how butch they are by bombing Gaza, which has no air defense weaponry whatsoever, some Israeli agent fires off a bottle rocket into an empty dirt lot. And that's it. They go on in with the weapons. I think this is Israel's giving the finger to the United Nations for the apartheid report. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. It is amazing how Israel's government does behave like spoiled children, but then that's hardly unique to the government of Israel, I would say. Now, George Soros apparently is mucking around in Macedonia. The government is in the middle of a meltdown, and apparently Soros has spent millions of dollars funding these violent protests and riots. He's trying to incite civil war and bring down the current government of Macedonia. Now, the government of Macedonia was trying to eject Soros and his NGOs out. So, in effect, there really is a war already going on between the government of Macedonia and George Soros, who I should point out is not Macedonian. But if they take over Macedonia, this heightens the tensions with Russia. In fact, it's even in this article that Soros' move seems designed to create a military conflict with Russia. Remember what I was saying when we were talking about China? The real agenda at the top of all of this is to rid the world of the yuan and the ruble and force everybody to go back to doing global trade and banking with that U.S. dollar. That's it. It's an argument over whose piece of paper and colored ink everyone's going to use for the next 100 years. And for that argument, the U.S. government is willing to send a million of your children to be killed and crippled. Because after all, that's what they're there for. It's not like we really care about them. They're just here to be used. Now, speaking of the debt ceiling, like that caller mentioned, article over in Government Slaves, the debt ceiling deadline has passed, and now the biggest test of Donald Trump's presidency begins. Because they're operating in the red. Now, that's not unusual. Because a few years back, there was a bill that said, we're just going to suspend the debt ceiling. There's no use pretending that we can get this borrowing and under control, so we're going to suspend the debt ceiling. And at the end of this term, which passed this last week, we will set the debt ceiling at whatever the debt happens to currently be. And that didn't work. They're already over it. And Congress is saying they may not actually get around to debating the new debt ceiling until sometime in the autumn. So instead of having a single debate over a debt ceiling, each new spending measure is going to get its own individual debate in the House of Representatives, where all revenue measures originate. Now, here's an interesting story. Apparently, Janet Yellen has been dodging questions about why they raised the prime rate at a time when all the economic indicators are looking down. And Time Magazine put out a transcript of her press conference. And it was a roundabout long answer involving, profitability and so forth and so on. But when you distill it all down, the reason they raised the rates at a time when the economic indicators are down is to fight wage inflation. That was the term she used. We need to fight wage inflation. In other words, keep wages and salaries down. Keep people poor. Keep the workers whose labor actually created the wealth of the nation from sharing in that wealth. Keep the workers from sharing the benefits of America's rising productivity. And right there on full display is the big lie of capitalism, that anybody can become wealthy. No, that's simply not true. A large part of the population must be intentionally kept poor to force them to accept the very dirty, dangerous, and onerous jobs that our civilization requires. If everybody were to become a millionaire, who would take out the trash? Who would fix the sewers? Who would bury our dead? Capitalism only works as long as there is an imposed wealth differential, which is what we've been seeing. The problem is the wealth differential has gotten out of control. It's dangerously unstable. But that's what it is. And of course, the process of deciding who is allowed to be rich and who is kept poor, that's what politics is for. Think about that one for a while. Anyway, because of that little quarter base point raise, mortgage rates have taken off. It's hitting consumers already. Prices are going up for consumers. Why? Got to keep you poor. If you start getting money, you might actually get this uppity idea that you should be running the country. Remember, every tyranny in history has deliberately destroyed the middle class, because it is from that middle class that opposition to oligarchy arises. That was true in the French Revolution. It was true in the American Revolution. The Soviets designed a society that by default never had a middle class, which is why they survived as long as they did. But that's a hallmark of a growing dictatorship, the deliberate takedown of the middle class, the crushing down of everybody who is not part of the elite into just bare survival poverty to keep you all helpless, to keep you under control. Now, the reality is in this country, Yellen doesn't need to worry about wage inflation. The rich are not creating enough jobs in the U.S. to save the situation. And because of this loss of the wealth recycling mechanism, remember I talked about it, if all the money's up at the top of the pyramid, the economy locks up. And there has to be a system where some of that money gets brought back down as decent wages and salaries for workers to pump back into the economy. Fascism removes that recycling mechanism. And that's where we are right now. And as a result, as our manufacturing declines, as our ability to be consumers declines, the balance of economic power is shifting to the East, to the countries that are manufacturing superpowers. That's where these nations' greatness is really going to be measured. Not how many weapons they have, not how many troops they have, not how powerful their weapons are, but how much they can manufacture and sell. Agricultural goods, washing machines, laptop computers, commerce, peace through commerce. Now, experts are saying that U.S. shale oil output growth will not bring down oil prices for long. Actually, the shale oil has been a disaster on several fronts. None of these shale oil operations are producing anywhere near the volume of oil and gas that everybody said that they were going to. They keep cutting back those estimates. The Monterey Shale Formation, I think they've already cut it back one third overall across the nation. It's already cut by more than half. It's not penciling out. During that misguided oil price war with Russia, many fracking companies went out of business. And apparently many more in Europe are going into bankruptcy right now as I speak. And what we have left behind are all those dead fracking wells leaking methane and fracking fluid into the farm soil, into lakes, streams, rivers, ponds, and our drinking water supply. It was a classic case of let's do what we're going to do right now to get rich, and we don't care what the long-term costs are. Those of us who are having to live with those long-term consequences know how bad that turned out to be. Whether it's fracking, Deepwater Horizon, Fukushima, All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just trying to figure out, unless Donald Trump is just being presidential and meeting with people, I was kind of curious why he'd be meeting with Chancellor Merkel. I assume, unless there's fraud involved, she would be on her way out. Germany's going to get rid of her, I would assume, don't you think?
Yeah, but don't forget, an incoming president, there's sort of a process where you go and you do meet these other foreign heads of state, whether it's Putin or Theresa May, and obviously Germany being a major focus for the European Union. I think if Trump had not met with Merkel, it would have been seen as an insult.
Fair enough, fair enough. Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Guess clothing store is shuttering 60 underperforming U.S. stores. People aren't buying those designer jeans with the fancy stitching on the pockets anymore. They're just getting ordinary blue jean work pants. Just as durable. In fact, even more so. Just, they're not stylish. I remember years ago when I was still in Los Angeles. In fact, it's a weird thing to anchor it to. It was during the congressional hearings into Iran-Contra, because I had a radio there. And I got involved doing a little bit of work, processing work, for this bizarre lawsuit between Jordache and Nakash, who were rival jean companies. And it was this huge multi-million dollar lawsuit claiming that one company had stolen a stitching design pattern from the other company or copied it. Intellectual property, little tiny thing. And the law firm was Jones Day, Reeves and Pogue. And I remember sitting there and just thinking about literally the millions and millions of dollars being poured into this argument over a stitching pattern on the back pocket of blue jeans. And I could look out the window of the building down on the streets of Los Angeles and see even back then all the hungry and homeless people. And it just, I didn't stay with them very long. Let's just put it that way. Gordman's is laying off 600 staffers. Apparently they're either in or going into bankruptcy. The whole economy is locking up because all the wealth is right at the very, very top. Janet Yellen just guaranteed it's not going to come back down to ordinary Americans. Got to keep you poor. Got to keep you helpless. And there aren't enough rich people to buy all the consumer goods. This is why retail's in trouble. They're trying to blame online sales. No, that isn't. Retailers could recapture the retail market if people had money to spend. Because ordering online is not emotionally satisfying the way a retail experience is. You order online and you have to wait and wait and wait. And you're not exactly sure about what it is you bought until you actually get it. You go into a store, a well-run department store with a wide selection. You go around and you find what you want. You give them your money and you get to take what you bought home with you that very second. There's a lot of instant gratification there. It's called intermittent reinforcement. It's the same mechanism that can lead you to gambling addiction. And there are people who are addicted to shopping too. But the retailers have missed that. The real problem is the American people have been plundered and looted. And there's nothing left out here. Nancy Pelosi likes to call herself a champion of minimum wage. Know what she pays her own interns? Nothing. Reporter asked her a question about that, and she lost her cool and just ends the interview. It's like people like Dianne Feinstein who think nobody should have guns. Have all the wealth and they're allowed to have guns and all the privileges, and then there's everybody else that must be controlled, that must be impoverished, that must be groped by TSA, that must be scanned and spied on because they're scared of us. They're scared out of their minds of the American people. Got to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, we've got a caller waiting on the line.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from Liberty Stickers, about our government, politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. When all this twist is steel, why swept away? Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the telephones here to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. I have a question. Then, if you'll indulge me in an observation and get your opinion, my question is, you know, when what do I guess you could you say like what is Macy's, Target, and Best Buy have in common? What would you say? Besides going bankrupt.
deteriorating interior finishings, reduced variety. There's a lot of similarities here, but they do sound like in terms of their demographics, they are the exact opposites. I'm thoroughly disenchanted with Best Buy. In fact, even Office Depot, I had a bad experience with them just yesterday. I walked on in and asked the clerk there in the computer section for an uninterruptible power supply, and he did not have a clue what I was talking about.
No, that's because you're old school.
Thank you for reminding me.
Well, I am too. But the answer is, at least my answer is, they're all Amazon showrooms. So, yes, see, people. I think people really do. I mean, I got to be honest, I've done it. I went and bought a food processor and priced it, looked at it, and went to Bed Bath & Beyond. and looked at it, and I just got a better price at Amazon or the same price. Yeah, I just sent it to my house. I like it. So, I mean, you know, they're Amazon showrooms, don't you think?
I've never done it that way. If I make the effort of going down to a shopping mall, it's because I want whatever it is I want right the heck now. And certainly in terms of Best Buy, if I'm going down there to buy something, it's because I need it right now, not 2 weeks from now. Remember, I live in Hawaii. It can take up to a month for things sent from that mainland to get here, unless I pay the huge amounts for like FedEx or something, in which case the shipping can cost more than the product itself. But for most of my shopping needs, the need is usually immediate. And again, emotionally, I'm more satisfied going into a store, say, I want that one. Here's your money. I take it and I go home. And that to me is the essence of the retail shopping experience. And that's going away because of the loss of variety. You go into a store and it's now 5,000 of the one thing their buyer thought they could convince people to buy.
I forgot. You're in Hawaii. That changes everything. But I totally understand that. My actual observation is this. You know, I know you've hinted around about this, obviously, and other open-minded, free society, free press, whatever, I forget what you call it, the real press. You know,
the independent media. The independent media.
Independent media. Yeah, yeah. The independent free media. You know, the free thinkers, the ones that aren't, you know, boxed in. And I think that, I really honestly think, Michael, that that Trump needs to go to the people. He needs to, he's got these neocons and, you know, he's got enemies within. He has to be like, you know, here's what I was thinking. I don't want to be too long-winded here because I ain't got other callers. But I was thinking, you know, I was watching some of these old, reenactments with with Caesar and Mark Antony and, you know, Octavian, and how they would talk to the troops, get them motivated. And, hey, this guy's he's going against Rome and this and that. And he would get them. Well, Trump's got the bully pulpit. He needs to call some of these people out. He needs to start going after them so the others will squeal. I think he's making a mistake. I think he's being too coy. That's my observation.
I agree with you. I agree with you. He's got to stop playing defense, and he's got to start getting out in front. Or he's never going to regain control of his own administration. Right now, he is being herded and corralled and constrained by those around him and shoved in the direction they want him to go. And I can't imagine Donald Trump really being happy about that, but he's got to find a way to break out from this. He's got to become more aggressive. He has to stop being a businessman. He has to start being a leader.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you should start by bringing General Flynn back in, saying it was the whole thing was a ruse. It was a fake.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. Trump should never have surrendered Flynn to the other side. That only encouraged them, and now they're going after Sessions, and they're going to go after his administration piecemeal, take it apart from inside. We got to take another break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mo. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take another phone call from Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got in a little late in today's show. First, going back to what Mo was saying, the previous caller. I've been wanting to say this a long time. The problem is most of the Trump voters are the productive and working people of this country. We don't have the time to go out in the street like these snowflakes and these crybabies who have no skills, no jobs, and are getting paid to be out in the street. That's the problem. That's the problem with getting Trump supporters and voters out on the street, because we're the productive part of this country.
We have jobs.
Right, exactly. So it's difficult. On the other hand, these snowflakes, these crybabies, these whiners, these people with no skills, yeah, and of course they're paid by
circuses.
The Soros groups to get out there. Yeah,
I call them the bread and circusers.
Exactly. Mike, you know, I was just in Walmart. I was buying a few things, and I was talking to one of the cashiers, nice young girl from Lebanon. She started there maybe 6 months ago. I did ask her out, but she's married, so one of those things. But Mike, she said, oh, you know, I was going to go back to Beirut last week, but I decided not to. I said, why? She said, oh, because of Trump. I said, because of Trump? What are you worried about? Lebanon's not on that list. At least I don't think they are, that list of six or seven countries. She said, yes, but I'm Muslim. I said, so? They're not on that list. So obviously she's illegal, and you got a company like Walmart employing her. That's how bad it's
gotten. There may be another explanation, because don't forget the corporate media has been saying Donald Trump is banning Muslims. Donald Trump is banning Muslims. She may simply be getting her worldview from corporate media and has bought into that fantasy. And a lot of people, unfortunately, have.
I better tell her to start watching your show. Maybe she'll start doing so and take that trip back to Lebanon. But
I wouldn't suggest that she do that, because we are seeing indications that Israel's getting ready to launch yet another war into Lebanon at this point. So she's probably better off just staying right where she is.
You know, Mike, you really get to know your neighbors, you know, in listening to your show. I listen to your show outside in the morning before it starts getting hot. And maybe the volume's a little loud. I have it on the iPad. And the one neighbor said to me, who is this guy? He is great. I was listening to him, you know, in the morning, and he's fantastic, okay? And the other neighbor, who I thought had a left tilt, said, who is that obnoxious guy you listen to in the morning?
Wait a minute. So that's one for and one against. So I guess I'm still doing about average here.
Don't worry. I'm spreading the word.
I appreciate that. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here. As you know, this debate regarding health care is continuing. And I think that Ross Perot really had the best idea. Let's look at a country that has a good health care system that takes care of their people and doesn't cost a fortune, and let's just do what they do. But unfortunately, this new package that is being created, Ryan Care or Obamacare Lite, it's turning out to be a complete fraud because it's still pandering to those health insurance corporations who crafted the original Affordable Care Act. We should call it the Unaffordable Care Act. And apparently, Ryan's replacement for Obamacare will add $1.1 trillion to the federal deficit over the next decade, and it reforms exactly nothing. And apparently, a lot of people are starting to say this is not really a solution. Now, the health bill did pass the committee by just one vote. And apparently there are a lot of Republicans who are not on board with this right now, because it isn't really a fix to the problem. It's an attempt to resell you the same scam all over again by putting it in a new wrapper. And sometimes that will work, sometimes it won't. I'll give you a good example of repackaging. A movie that was called Twinkle Twinkle Killer Kane. And it came on out, was an absolute disaster. And they figured out what was wrong was the name turned people off. It was re-released under a new name, Ninth Configuration, and yes, they did a re-edit on it. It was a great film. So what they're doing, they're trying to do, is they're taking Obamacare, they're moving it around, they're making a few small cosmetic changes, they're putting a new name and a new branding on it, and putting it out there and hoping that you'll say, oh, this is new and improved, therefore we'll sign on to it. Be very, very, very careful about that. Because Ross Perot is right. The best approach is look at what other countries have done in terms of health care that really makes their population healthy at a reasonable cost. And let's just do what they're doing. Chris Matthews, apparently, when he's out there trying to still defend Obamacare and say, we shouldn't change it, we should keep it the way it is, came on out Tuesday, said on his show, there's no real individual mandate to purchase health insurance under Obamacare. Really? What do you think all those IRS penalties are if you don't have such a policy? What's going on here, of course, is a war between the Democratic-leaning health insurance corporations, who are getting rich on Obamacare, and those GOP-leaning health insurance corporations who expect to start getting a little bit more of the money under the Ryan Care program. They're just, all that's really changing is, you know, who's getting the largesse. Now, here is something to keep in mind. Prior to 1973, it was actually illegal in the United States to profit off of healthcare. Health providers were supposed to be service organizations, and they were supposed to run close to nonprofit to keep costs down. And then good old Richard Nixon signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act of 1973, created the idea of an HMO, and it allowed health industry to become a for-profit operation. They even incentivized the focus on constant treatment of symptoms versus an outright final cure. This all goes back to Richard Nixon. It's all his fault. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Eric from Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. First-time caller, long-time listener. I'd like to know why Trump is getting involved in Syria. It's just the same policy of the last two administrations.
A lot of people are asking that. In fact, it looks like he's ramping it up. And I think Trump has been convinced by the neocons that unless he continues this war policy that General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on all those years ago, that the U.S. is going to collapse. And obviously, as president, he doesn't want the nation to collapse while he's sitting in that center seat. And he's been convinced that we have to move forward with this conquering of the world's resource-rich areas and shackling them to the U.S. dollar. And unfortunately, he's fallen for that, and partly because it's actually true. If the U.S. does not continue on this policy of military conquest and overthrow of the resource-rich areas of planet Earth in order to get them to trade those resources only for the U.S. dollar, then yes, economy is going to implode, the Wall Street will implode, and it'll take the federal government with it. And so obviously, given a choice between continuing the war agenda and being the president who allowed the United States to dissolve on his watch, you know, I can understand, I don't agree with, but I can understand why Trump is, you know, allowing himself to be sent down that particular primrose path. My concern is that it doesn't really matter. We're ultimately going to lose all these wars. We can't get out of Afghanistan. We can't get out of Iraq. We're still stuck thrashing around in Syria after, going on 6 years. We've been in Afghanistan longer than any other war. We're still thrashing around in Yemen. And they really think they can take on North Korea, China, and Russia and possibly have a civil war at home? I really don't think so. I mean, the last idiot who tried to do a foreign war and a civil war at the same time was King John, I think. And it did not work out very well for him.
Well, I'm going to pray for peace. Thank you very much for your answer.
Absolutely prefer to have peace. Peace through commerce. Unfortunately, everybody has to agree to have peace. It takes only one fanatic with a bomb to keep the war going. And it's very scary to consider that the future of our entire world is in the hands of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable, especially when you look at the lineup and realize just how many of them are really should be fitted for a straitjacket at this point. Okay, now then, getting on to immigration, the refugee crisis. Chavez is slamming the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals for their ruling blocking Trump's travel ban, saying that Trump was given the authority by Congress. It's in Title 8. The president is allowed by proclamation to say this category of immigrants are temporarily banned until I say so. That's the letter of the law. And the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals was exceeding their authority. They were literally making up things out of thin air and simply saying, oh, it's unconstitutional, without explaining why it's unconstitutional, when in point of fact, there is nothing in the Constitution that grants citizens of foreign governments any right of immigration to the United States of America. And the Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly, the Constitution of the United States of America does not apply to foreign nationals. Now, apparently, a bill has been introduced into the House Judiciary Committee to split up the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, given their record of extremely bizarre, liberally biased decisions in the past. Now, Tennessee is getting ready to challenge federal refugee policy, citing the 10th Amendment. And saying that the 10th Amendment prohibits the federal government from messing about with a state choosing to protect its own borders. If Tennessee succeeds, I imagine that Arizona would go back to the courts over that whole issue. Now, interestingly enough, the governor and the attorney general of Tennessee are not on board with this. This is a private lawsuit being brought up by the Thomas More Law Center. And they're filing the suit on behalf of the General Assembly. And the law firm is doing it for free, pro bono. Now, as you know, there are a lot of illegal immigrants in this country. They are now running scared because of Trump's wanting to reimpose reasonable restrictions on immigration and citizenship to this country. And so they're starting to flock to the border with Canada. All of a sudden, Canada's dealing with an issue of illegals coming across into Canada. It's Canada's turn for the illegal immigrant flood. Now, right now, Justin Trudeau is on board with letting the refugees in and everything. I wonder how he's going to feel after a few million illegal immigrants from Central America show up on his doorstep, start applying for Canada's very generous social welfare system. Down in Sydney, Australia, very, very bizarre story. Apparently, students as young as fifth grade who are Muslim refugees have been threatening to behead their teachers. And the teachers are so concerned that this is a genuine threat, one of them actually quit, saying they couldn't deal with the constant violent behavior. The threats of beheading, apparently these Muslim children are threatening other children into reading the Quran and converting. And, of course, we saw exactly the same behavior from the Catholics when they were over in the Middle East trying to convert all those people at the point of a sword. So now it's coming back the other way. And I'd like to insert a comment here at this point. One of the reasons why I am not a believer in any god or gods is, if there were really any kind of a god or gods who could communicate the reality of their experience to the minds of human beings, there would not be anybody pointing swords at each other saying, you have to believe my God and not yours. There wouldn't be any need for missionaries. The missionaries would have shown up here on the island of Hawaii, and the native Hawaiians would have said, oh, we already know about God and Jesus and everything. Have a coconut. The fact that religion is imposed by force, by war, by pogrom, by inquisition is one of the strongest arguments that it's all just completely made up nonsense. It's just another system of control to keep you in line, to keep you rendering unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Tensions over in Europe are beginning to climb a little bit. Apparently, an ex-European Union diplomat, Corrado Pierzio Biroli, is out there saying Brexit was the last straw. The EU has run out of patience with Great Britain, saying that Britain's attitudes towards Europe haven't changed since Winston Churchill was in charge. Well, maybe Britain is still holding a grudge for all the times European countries like Spain, France, and Germany tried to invade. Start to ever stop to think that maybe Britain's memory of Europe isn't all sunshine and daffodils, French wines? Anyway, apparently over in Dunkirk, there's a huge migrant camp. 5 months ago, it was torn down and raised. It's back up again. 1,500 refugees all trying to get to Great Britain. And they're hiding out in trucks and any way that they can get through that channel tunnel. And apparently they're going to tear that one down again. Soros has started a mess that is going to be extraordinarily difficult and costly to undo. He's probably laughing at himself. Now, according to a British member of parliament, Tommy Shepherd, he's saying that the new push for Scottish independence isn't, in fact, going to lead to Scotland's reunification with the European Union, but in point of fact, an independent Scotland is more likely to seek cooperation with Russia. There's a lot of countries in Europe who might want to actually do that. Now, Theresa May has basically put a stop on the second Scottish independence referendum, saying now is not the time. And she is saying it's not appropriate for now because we're already going through this huge change in terms of Brexit. And once that's over and done with, then maybe we'll have another independence referendum. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12-24-36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12-24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12-24-36. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting emails and messages in the little chat window here. And I think at this point, a lot of us who supported Donald Trump have to admit that we're very disappointed, especially in terms of the war agenda. And logically, I can understand why Trump is allowing himself to be moved along in this direction, because he sees it as an either-or choice. Either we continue the wars or the U.S. will collapse. We've gone too far. We can't turn around and go back. And that may be accurate. But it is disappointing, especially when he campaigned on non-intervention and peace. I'm still glad that Donald Trump won the election. We unfortunately voted for the lesser of two evils. And that's exactly what we got. And I still shudder at the thought that Hillary Clinton is still trying to run for elected office. And I feel sorry for the people of New York if she wins there. But I think it also underscores that what we're dealing with here is more than the president, that we perhaps put too much importance on the president. We need to realize that everything that we're seeing, the economic predations on the American people, the war agenda, the corruption, the dangerous vaccines, GMO, and the rest of it, it's a systemic problem. It's the federal government as a whole. And I'm still convinced it's heading for a Soviet Union-style collapse. We're going to take a phone call here. Brent in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. I was kind of surprised twice, probably in the last month or so, I've heard you quote a piece of scripture, once to that gentleman from New Jersey, I believe, mm-hmm. and just the last couple minutes, render mm-hmm. unto Caesar that which is Caesar's.
I think that's Romans 13, isn't it?
Well, it may be. I'm not. I know the Bible, but I don't know verse and book and things like that. But the mm-hmm. rest of that scripture is, and render unto God that which is God's.
Mm-hmm.
So my
question is, it makes a lot of sense
to God.
It makes a lot of sense when you realize that most of the Bible as we know it today, most of the New Testament as we know it today, was crafted by Romans at the Council of Nicaea. And just like any other organized religion, it was crafted to be a means to allow the Roman government to control its population. And that's why that little proviso was in there. But as far as what belongs to Caesar and what belongs to God, I would say that that's probably up to the individual to decide.
Well, I would say everything belongs to God. The same Bible says he owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills and the gold and silver therein. So that doesn't leave much for Caesar, I don't think.
He doesn't own my cell phone. This is my cell phone. I paid for it. This is my cell phone. God does not own my cell phone. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the call. We're coming up on our station identification, and I need to let you go. And when we come on back from station identification, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us for the weekly dose of clarification. So we'll be right back after these few words.
Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results.
My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.